We're here at Mustang Island State Park at the Fish Pass Jetties. And these jetties are actually artificial structure that wasn't here naturally. These are granite rock. And for those of you teachers out there, you might want to check your little sandbaggies for these pieces of granite. And these pieces of granite are actually parts of these huge boulders that make up the jetty. What's interesting about the jetties is that it's actually a living community. It supports a whole other living community. Actual living organisms come in between the rocks and settle. Anemones, there's lots of algae, we've got fish, and as a matter of fact, we found a sea turtle, a Ridley sea turtle trapped in between some of the rocks on one of our trips out here on the jetties. Let's see if we can go to Ron and Ken and Evelyn and see what they're doing up ahead.
Evelyn, this floated up a while ago, and this was lost just in the last couple of days. It's a shark fishing rig. Take the float, put a balloon on it to give it more visibility. Take it out in their kayaks. Fish down about 10 foot, use a whole fish. They lost this one. You can see there where the line has been cut, and that's 150-pound line, and the shark's tooth just cut it straight off. Then it floats in, sometimes with the hooks on it or like this. The only danger it's to now is somebody getting tangled up in it, tripping, or birds or wildlife, turtles get wrapped up in it.
Mr. Smith, what have you found?
Well, hi, Evelyn. I found some really neat stuff. Look at this guy. This is called the brown edible mussel. You know, this is a transient or a introduced species to this area. It hasn't normally been in this area. So these jetties along the Texas coast actually serve as, are artificial in their own selves, but then they provide artificial habitat for organisms that normally wouldn't live along these coasts. You know, let's look around and see what else we can find in the jetty. Well, Evelyn, unfortunately, some of the things that we find in the jetties are not that good for the environment, and we find a lot of pollution and trash that either washes in from other countries or is left here by fishermen, those kinds of things. There's some trash right down here I think would be interesting. Lots of plastics and driftwood and fishing line and all kinds of things. But here's a nice specimen of trash. This one has little holes in it that were put there by a turtle. This floats on the surface of the water and resembles their natural food prey, the jellyfish. And so the turtles will come in and take a bite out of this and swallow the plastic. We've had many turtles wash up on the beaches and several into the jetties where we found them. Their stomachs are just full of plastic. And it creates a false feeling of fullness in them, and they starve to death because they think they're full and they're not getting any nutrients. Unfortunately, those kinds of things happen when you have a lot of pollution and different things in the water. Why don't we go get a trash bag and start cleaning this stuff up?